Now joined by SFU political analyst, political scientist rather, Doug MacArthur, joining us on the phone. Also just learned about Premier Campbell's decision to resign. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
So, huge news. The Premier is going to quit. Your thoughts on this?
Well, I'm not really surprised. I've been saying for some time that I think he had no choice but to resign. I didn't know whether he was going to do it before Christmas and after he came back from Hawaii, or whether he's going to do it before he left. I think he's decided that, the pressure from caucus, the pressure from the party, all the troubles, is just too much pain and suffering to continue. He is so low on the polls that the Liberal Party was facing devastation under his leadership, and so everyone knew he had to go within the Liberal Party, and I think he knew that himself.
Do you think that the only way the Liberals could hope to win another election would be to have him out as leader?
Oh, well, certainly the first step, yes. I mean, they got to figure out how to regroup, how to get back on their feet, and how to get competitive again in the BC political scene. And the first thing they had to do, and they knew it, was that Mr. Campbell had to go, and they had to find a replacement for him.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, it seems the HST was the beginning of the end for Mr. Campbell.
Yes, I think it was. It was kind of the final straw that broke the camel's back. The people did feel he had misled them about the budget. His trust levels just collapsed. The HST just made that worse. When you piled all of that on, there was just no longer any trust in Mr. Campbell, and that was really the end of his premiership, and that trust broke.
Right. Now, with Premier Campbell on the way out, the question now becomes, who steps in for him? Who do you think is a front-runner for the leadership of the Liberals?
Well, I have always said I think Kevin Falcon is probably the front runner. You've got to look to the cabinet. There'll be a number of members of cabinet. Mike DeYoung, probably Kevin Kruger. There'll be, who knows, maybe some others. So the cabinet will be the first place you look. People talk about Carol Taylor. I think she's not going to do it now. She thought about it, and she's, she's become chancellor of SFU. I think she's decided she's not going in that direction. There may be some other people come out, but that's what I would say right at the moment.
All right, SFU political scientist Doug MacArthur, thank you very much, providing some instant reaction to Premier Campbell's resignation decision, which came out just a few minutes ago.